Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland, thank you for my channel. Well, I saw the news this morning that Lindsey Graham is dead. Lindsey Olin Graham, well-known American politician, a senator representing state of South Carolina since 2003. He took over after the racist reactionary Strom Thurmond died at the age of almost a century. So he was a Republican like Graham. Thurmond had been a Democrat, had been a sort of states' rights Democrat, i.e. white supremacist. So, obviously there'll be a special election, they call it, the United States and South Carolina. There's little doubt the Republicans are going to carry the state. They've held it since the 70s. Anyway, so prior to that, Lindsey Graham was in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1995. And before that, he was in the South Carolina House of Representatives. So, you know, he'd been a full-time politician for 33 years. So he is one of the best known figures in the Republican Party, had excoriated Donald J. Trump when Mr. Trump proclaimed his desire to seek the Republican nomination way back in 2015. But he's one of those establishment Republicans who, once Trump had the nomination, came on side fully and so on. So I remember, what were the accusations against Brad Kavanaugh, that U.S. Supreme Court justice, saying it was so unethical? I don't think it was unethical at all. So he was a lawyer before he went into politics. He worked in the U.S. Air Force in the Judge Advocates Department, really as a defense lawyer for the military personnel, sometimes prosecuting and so forth. So he was honored for his good service. He was very hawkish. He was good on Ukraine. He was someone who was a warmonger with regard to Iran. He was viciously anti-Palestinian, absolutely sick the atrocities he supported. So someone who was in some ways evil. He did at least say that children ought to be kept safe in utero, even if their parents wanted to be murdered. Children must be defended, even against their own parents, because unfortunately, not all parents are good. But, you know, mostly he was really for the oligarchy, had no compassion for the needy. So a person with a very mixed record. Anyway, South Carolina was his birthplace. His family did there for some generations. His dad had run a number of small businesses, restaurants, a bar, back when alcohol was a bit still controversial in the South. And a pool hall. So he was of distant Ulster Protestant descent. He's the first member of his family to go on to tertiary education in the Reserve Officer Training Corps, this being the early 70s when the draft was still there. But yeah, anyway, so when he was in his 20s, both his parents died of various illnesses. So he only had one sister who was considerably younger than him, and he really had to be a parent to her. So that was it. Okay, so he pursued his legal career and somewhat in the Air Force. Well, commissioned as an officer in the Air Force, but mostly carrying out his legal duties, posted to West Germany when the Cold War was still on. And he left the military, but was recalled to the military during the Gulf War of 1991. He definitely believed that the United States was right to liberate Iraq in 2003. I agree with you. So yeah, I'm highly successful, very popular in his state, in some ways, as I would say, a lockstep conservative, served on various committees, the international relations one, on education, the workforce, and the judiciary. Of course, he knew a lot about courts and on national security and so forth. So he was very against Bill Clinton, tried to impeach Bill Clinton, but then disgracefully tried to save Donald J. Trump. So highly successful in his state. And in a Republican primary, for example, in 2008, he carried every single county bar one, which went to Mr. Witherspoon. So that was him. My goodness. So, yeah, he was married. He had children and so on. He was often going around the world, visiting military bases. He visited Ukraine and so on. When some of the Republican Party were saying, we're not arming, funding Ukraine, we're even buying Putin's version of events and things like that. So, yeah, it's notable just how much he had openly despised Donald Trump and so on. Okay. He's saying... he did dislike the way Trump was so rude to military veteran John McCain, saying he's a jackass and not a hero and so on. And, you know, Trump had been equally scathing about Graham, saying Lindsey Graham was an idiot and so on, giving away Lindsey Graham's private number. So that's just how low and detestable Donald J. Trump is. But as I say, he came on side. Yeah. So, Lindsey Graham, he was a bit honest, 10 years ago, saying that Trump was appealing to racialism, even wasn't actually racist himself. And actually, Graham even saying a few months before the election, if we nominate Trump, we'll get destroyed and we'll deserve it. Well, unfortunately, Donald Trump did get nominated, but he didn't get destroyed. So that's it. So I suppose he was an arrogant beast, someone with not much of a moral backbone, who even took the right position, often didn't do it for the right reasons and so forth. And then he went along with the absurd lie that Trump had won the 2020 election. So a very flawed person. So some people saw him as more moderate, as more of the Reagan issue. He was one of the few Republicans who was a little bit rational on climate change, recognizing that it was largely anthropogenic. It is injurious to us, and something's going to be done about it. And it's obviously harmful. Obviously, the demagogues who deny that, who said that there had to be some sensible form of taxation, and likewise in immigration and things like that. He'd been willing to vote for Democratic nominees, the United States Supreme Court, Elena Kagan, do I pronounce it correctly? Sonia Sotomayor, and so on, despite their desire to murder little kids. That was it. What do you think? So he definitely was in favor of free expression. What do you think? Not someone I would really like. Was into the abuse of prisoners, so that was a good thing, right? I think he was pretty disgraceful on that one. But he wasn't even the worst Republican. He was a gun nut and things like that. He was against affordable health care, stuff like that. Anyway, he was very, very mixed. So he was against same-sex marriage, and that, well, he doesn't, so he didn't talk about it towards the end. He's one of the few said that Taiwan must be defended. He believed that the United States should fight on in Afghanistan. So in some issues, he probably was sincere. What do you think about him? Well, they do make them like that anymore, so he'll probably be replaced by someone of a very similar ilk. Lindsey Graham, well, had felt fairly charismatic, effective, and people thought he should go for the Republican nomination himself now. I don't think it's going to happen. Well, that's it. How will he be remembered? I suppose it's something of a turncoat, something of a Trump enabler. He was right in a few issues. I have to give him credit where it's due, because he did say, the most vulnerable members of society should be shielded from violence. And that is so vital. Obviously, the federal government's going to come in, and not to accept any of the specious excuses put around by paedophobes. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.